Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing on in 1 Corinthians, and we're in chapter 16, okay? Chapter 16. But we're chasing a little rabbit right here because it just sort of struck me. Remember what we saw in chapter 16, verses 8 and 9? Paul said this, "I will remain in Ephesus until Pentecost, for a wide door for effective service has opened to me." Has opened to me a wide door. And there are many adversaries. Okay. And I thought, well, I want to go back and check that out. And boy, the entire 19th chapter of Acts is what he's talking about. In the previous episode, we looked at the first seven verses where he had an encounter with a group of people that were disciples. They were learners. But Paul suspected something. And so he asked him, he says, "Hey, were you baptized into the Holy Spirit? Did you receive the Holy Spirit?" And they said, "Hey, we didn't even know there was a Holy Spirit." And he said, "What were you baptized into? And what did you identify with?" And they said, "Oh, John's baptism." And Paul says, "Oh, well, John's baptism was a baptism for repentance. And John was telling people to believe in the one who is coming. But the one who's coming is here, and his name's Jesus." Well, these guys believed. And then they were baptized in the name identified with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit, and they began speaking in tongues. They began prophesying. And the last verse that we looked at, verse 7, said there were about 12 of them. Don't you love that? There were in all about 12 men. Were Luke, were there 12 men or were there not 12 men? Well, there were about 12 men. So it continues on, verse 8. And he, now speaking of Paul, this is verse 8 of Acts 19, by the way. And Paul entered the synagogue, so this is the synagogue there in Ephesus, and continued speaking out boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. So what does it look like when a wide door of effectiveness, and that effectiveness is literally that word, empowerment, energy, when a wide door of energy opens up? Well, that's what we're looking at. First of all, you're going to see people that we've seen already who believe, but they believe what they have been told, but they had not been told the totality of the good news of the gospel. When they hear Jesus, they believe. Now, Paul goes in the synagogue, as was his practice and pattern, to share with the Jewish people. What did he do? He continued speaking out boldly for 3 months. He spoke out. Okay, he just didn't sit there. He spoke, and he spoke boldly. He wasn't bashful. He wasn't shy. He wasn't fear-filled, okay? He did so boldly, and he did it for 3 months. Well, why 3 months? Well, it wasn't so much why there's 3 months, but it's 3 months' time. Then something else happened, which we're about to see. Now, how did he speak? Verse tells us, reasoning and persuading. So he reasoned with them, and he persuaded them. Well, what about? It tells us about the kingdom of God. Folks, that's what we're to be doing. You want to move within the might and the power of the Spirit and the energy and the wide door of service being open to us? Then reason and persuade about the kingdom of God. Well, how would Paul have done that? Well, we can tell from the balance of Scripture and what he says and other things that we see about him in his life, he did so from the Scriptures, which means he would be doing so from the Old Testament. That's right, from the Old Testament. So he spoke forth, he reasoned with them, he persuaded them. Verse 9, But when some were becoming hardened and disobedient, speaking evil of the way before the people, he withdrew from them and took away the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. We see a lot of what's happened right here. Look at the exciting thing. There were disciples. He took away the disciples. Why did he take away the disciples? Why did he withdraw from them? See, he was there with them for 3 months, reasoning and persuading. But then some of them were becoming hardened. And becoming hardened just literally means that they're hard of heart, that they were stubborn, obstinate, and disobedient. Well, disobedient means that you disobey, but they disbelieved. Let me show you what Zodiati says about this. Here's what he said. It means to not allow oneself to be persuaded or to believe. To disbelieve, to be disobedient. I like that little phrase, not to allow oneself to be persuaded. Paul was reasoning with them. He was persuading them. But these folks were not allowing themselves, okay, not allowing themselves to believe, not allowing themselves to obey, even when they would hear the truth. And so what's the connotation behind that? If you're not allowing, then that means that you're hearing. That means that you're understanding. That means that you know, and that you know that this is likely true, but you're not going to allow yourself to believe this. And not only did they become hard of heart, not only did they walk in disobedience, they started speaking evil of the way. And the way is capitalized, W-A-Y. The Greek word is hodos. And it literally means this, a way, a road. It's a very common word. It's a word that's used for road and highway, street, things like that. But that is what faith in the Lord Jesus Christ was called. It was called the way. The way. And so they're speaking evil of the way before the people. So Paul is reasoning. He's persuading within the synagogue. He does it for 3 months. But then their folks started hardening their heart. They started being disobedient. They're speaking evil of the way before the people that Paul is trying. The reason that he's trying to persuade is becoming disruptive. In other words, it's starting to explode. So what did he do? He withdrew from there, withdrew from the synagogue, took away the disciples, those that were learning. Okay, those that were learning, those that were believing, and he reasoned daily in the school of Tyrannus. So Tyrannus gave him a place whereby he could come and reason daily. Verse 10, this took place for 2 years, so that all who lived in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. So how could all in Asia hear the word of the Lord if he's in the same place for 2 years? It's because he's reasoning daily with the people. They're believing and they're going out and speaking forth the truth. Folks, that is the empowering, okay? That is the wide open door for service. This is an example of the adversaries coming against you. You can know when wide open doors of service start opening like this and God starts doing things, that adversaries will come. Okay? Sometimes from within, sometimes from without. Adversaries will come. But you see what is happening. Literally, the word of the Lord goes forth through all of Asia because what is happening. How much more, folks, are we able to do the same thing? That's one of the reasons I do these podcasts right here, that I do them every day. That's one of the reasons I do a blog. I do it every day. Reason we do Bible studies, which we do on a weekly basis, okay? Whatever it may be that we do on the basis of a consistency day by day by day by day, that the energy, the power of the Most High God would come forth and people would believe and they would be saved. Last word here is sometimes you got to relocate. Okay, here he was. He was in the middle of the religious thing. He's bringing forth the word. He did it for 3 months. He was faithful for 3 months. And finally he realized, you know what? It's time to move out from here. That happens in our lives also. A lot of us are going through seasons like that. We realize, hey, I've been here. This is where I was supposed to be. But you know what? No more. Where am I supposed to be, God? He'll give you a place. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you next episode. Goodbye.